This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, as part of Dementia Awareness Week, the council is asking people for their views on its new dementia strategy. Called Bring Me Sunshine, it looks at what dementia support services are available now, the initiatives already underway to support people whose lives are affected by the condition, and local success stories about improved services and support. Importantly, the strategy also highlights where support isn't as good as it should be and the lessons which can be learned for the future. We've been finding out more from Mike Rudd, who's Head of Commissioning for Older People's Services.
We're starting the consultation during Dementia Awareness Week. The strategy really will set out what our priorities are for developing services to support people with dementia over the next few years. And this has very much been about, as I think we've talked about before, about really working with people. We've spoken to over 1,300 people, either living with dementia or the carers across the county, and they've really told us their stories about their lives and the things that help them, the things that are difficult for them. So the strategy really is a way of us pulling all those stories together, all that knowledge together, and putting it into a single place where all the agencies, whether that's health, social care, the police, district councils, and the voluntary sector as well, can really have a single point of reference for how we push forward and start to deliver services for people with dementia.
Okay, so what are their main priorities in the strategy?
The things that people really stressed to us, and we call these our key principles. There were four of them. The first one people articulated was what we call I am me, and there was a real sense that people living with dementia can get lost, that obviously, you know, elements of their personality can start to disappear, and that people living with dementia cannot be treated as themselves, especially in sort of health and social care settings. So it's all about remembering that at the heart of this, there's a person with a history and a life story, and that we don't ever lose that, and that's always carried through. People also were very keen that we always remember the value of carers, and we're also launching the consultation around our carers strategy shortly after. You know, you can't really separate the person living with dementia from the person who's caring from them, and that carer puts in so much time, so much effort, so much energy and emotional energy as well into that, really. So recognising the value of carers was absolutely important to people. The next one was around what we've called the small things, and people don't want the world to stop for them when they're living with dementia, but what they say is, you know, they need maybe a little bit more time or a little bit of understanding, and just that little bit of awareness around what dementia is and how it can affect people's lives. And those little things can go a huge way to making people's lives better. And the last thing was consistency. Obviously, we work across a massive area in North Yorkshire, you know, a number of CCGs, hospitals, GP surgeries, district councils. And things are going to be different living in the centre of Harrogate to living in the centre of the Dales. We understand that. But what's not acceptable from our point of view is where people live dictates the quality of service they receive, the quality of support they get, and what's available to them. So it's going to be a real focus for us, is making sure that wherever you live in North Yorkshire, you can be guaranteed a good quality level of support and service if you're living with dementia or you're caring for somebody who is.
You mentioned there the good quality of life. That's why this strategy is called Bring Me Sunshine, just to reflect the facts that you can live well with dementia.
Absolutely, yeah. We really wanted to make this about, exactly as you say, about living well with dementia. You know, that's what people have said. You know, the world doesn't stop. You know, people go on living their lives, and this was all about how we can support people to do that. You know, get people out in their communities, get people carrying on doing the things they did. Bring Me Sunshine was suggested by one of our dementia support service users who really felt that song title and that song just sort of embodied, you know, what everything we do around dementia should be about putting that sunshine back into people's lives. So I think it's a really sort of powerful thing for us, having that title. It changes the tone of the document and what we're trying to do completely.
So just give us an idea of some of the events happening during Dementia Awareness Week to help promote this strategy.
Yeah, a big focus around strategy has been around stories and the fact that people have been telling us their stories. So we wanted to sort of reflect that back during Dementia Awareness Week and just highlight some of the really great stories that are going on across the county that either we're delivering as an authority or some of our partners are. So we've got something for each day of Dementia Awareness Week for all 5 days. So on the first day, we're going to be looking at intergenerational work in schools. And this is around groups going in, working with young people in secondary schools, in primary schools, to teach them about dementia, teach them about what it's about, how it can impact people's lives, and how they can support, you know, whether it's family members, people they know living with dementia. It's a really sort of powerful thing when you hear sort of 12, 13, 14-year-old children talking about dementia in a really profound sort of understood way. It's a really great piece of work, and I think that'll really sort of that will roll out into communities when we bring up a generation that really understand about this. The second thing we want to highlight is around sort of leisure facilities. You know, people I think can become quite nervous, you know, of going out with dementia and involving in activities. But actually, we've got a great range of supports out there and services that are dementia friendly now. And the one we're highlighting is around the dementia friendly swimming pool up at Richmond, which, so if people fancy a trip out up into the Dales and go swimming up at Richmond, it's a dementia friendly centre. All the signage has been changed, the staff have been trained up, so it's a really, really great facility for people living with dementia and carers. The third one we want to highlight is around the Herbert Protocol, which is a protocol developed with the police, where it sets out a series of pieces of information that, should a person living with dementia go missing, as there is obviously a tendency to wander with dementia, it sets out the information that the police would need in that instance where a person's gone missing. So this can be some detail about them, a photo of them, favourite places they tend to gravitate towards and things like that. So if a person does go missing, the carer has that information that they need to hand, can hand that to the police, and that investigation can be moved on much, much quicker. So it's a really sort of a stress-relieving element, I think, in some ways for carers. We then want to highlight some of the work we're doing around libraries. All North Yorkshire libraries are dementia-friendly, and we've got a great range of dementia-friendly resources, memory books and things like that. So we really just want to highlight the work that the library service are doing there, because there's some fantastic work going on. And then the final thing we want to highlight really is the work that's being done by our partners at Dementia Forward, Making Space and the Alzheimer's Society. They're three great organisations who do some fantastic work, whether it's sort of face-to-face with people, peer support groups, telephone supports, whether it's support sort of around filling forms and benefits and things like that. So they're some great organisations, and we just want to make sure we get some more information out there about what they're able to offer people and how that can enhance people's lives.
And if anyone wants to read more about the dementia strategy or just get more information in general, where can they do that?
Yep, the strategy consultation will go up on our website next week, and there's links out there to other information as well, but there'll be a series of questions alongside the strategy document. So if people want to go on, have a read, put their comments on anything, good, bad, or otherwise, you know, we want to make sure we get this right. So if people have got thoughts about that, we'd be really keen to hear them. And also, if people want sort of further information, our website's a good start, but the Alzheimer's Society have a fantastic library of information, and then Dementia Forward and Making Space as well. Their websites are packed with information, local events, contacts and things like that. So there's a wealth of information for people to go on and have a look at.